Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, municipal councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. The Dakota Sioux. Dear Prime Minister Mackenzie and Minister David Mills, as your servant, I offer this report under my new title, Lieutenant Governor of Manitoba. It's October 1877. I, Alexander Morris, have had a most compelling meeting with a delegation of Dakota Sioux led by Chief Hadamani. They came insisting on being granted a reserve on Turtle Mountain, as they have lived there in peace since returning to Canada in 1862. I am inclined to grant their request. They impressed us with their resolute, dignified presentation. I realize a reserve on Turtle Mountain departs from our preference to not establish a Dakota reserve so close to the U.S. border. I suggest we differentiate Hadamani and his 35 lodges from bands of Dakota Sioux that returned more recently. Hadamani was not involved in last year's battle with General Custer at Little Bighorn. He and his people arrived 14 years earlier, following conflicts in Minnesota, where, he says, they had been treated most unjustly. I assure you and U.S. President Hayes that Hadamani's people pose no threat to American citizens. The second concern is that farmers from Ontario will be arriving soon to take up freehold land in southwest Manitoba. How will Hadamani manage his people if there are conflicts over hunting and firewood access? It's been asserted that Hadamani can simply move north to join reserves at Pipestone or Oak Lake. I did mention it. He rejects this and will not budge from the mountain. May I point out that we've seen disruption when we mix two bands under one Indian agent? And may I remind you of Canada's desire to avoid the mass eviction of people as happened in the U.S.? We prefer to place our Indians interspersed with farmland, so as to integrate them and have them absorbed within our grand vision for Canada. Hadamani has proven himself a strong leader who can keep the peace between his people and new settlers. Further, let me remind you that the Dakota have been unwavering allies of Britain during the American War of Independence, then through the 1812 Troubles and to the present. This is how they wish to be repaid. Hadamani is quite insistent that Canada and Britain owe his people respect, that he and his people should not starve homeless, as Canada enjoys the wealth gained from this land. He asserts that until the demise of the buffalo, the Dakota deftly formed political alliances throughout the Great Plains and have lived and hunted as far north as Prince Albert. They consider themselves very much historically Canadian. Let me be clear that Hadamani has proven himself a strong leader and his people resourceful in their transition to farming. With your blessing, I will declare the Turtle Mountain Indian Reserve No. 60 near Old Deloraine. I remain yours faithfully and look forward to your affirming response. The Dakota Sioux was inspired by stories in Vantage Points 2, 3, and 4. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.